of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father.
Now Network, and you have just entered into the Prophet's Closet. Tonight is going to be a treat, I believe. God has really been dealing with me about so many things, but this one particular thing that he's been dealing with me about is something that I believe is going to touch each and every one of us. I really believe that it's going to have us examine oneself. I believe that God is now allowing us and giving us the opportunity to examine ourselves. I don't want to really give you a backdrop, but I will give a backdrop as to why I'm getting ready to talk about this subject matter, is because we all deal with it, all of us. There's no escaping of it. You're going to either deal with it or it's going to deal with you, one way or the other. And I'm going to say that one more again, for my brothers on the east side and also for my brothers on the west side. I'm going to say it one more again. Either you're going to deal with it or to deal with you. I don't care how you look at it. You can't escape it. You have got to confront it. And Pastor E know that I've been talking about issues. We've been talking about some issues, and all of us have them. But why? Why does this one particular thing that's inside of us take precedence over us more so than our spirit man? Why? And I'm explaining to you why. Because it has a voice. There are three voices that are inside of us. Your flesh has a voice, your soul has a voice, and your spirit man has a voice. But it seems like this one particular voice out-talks every other voice inside of us, and that's your flesh. So tonight, I want to talk to you all about your flesh. And you have to be obedient to the things of God to deny your flesh. And so I want to deal with some things because we don't talk about it. We just feel as though that, man, I got saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, and I can talk in tongues, and I'm fire baptized and all of this stuff. But you have an issue, and that's your flesh. Your flesh wants what it wants, when it wants it, how it wants it, and it doesn't care how awesome of a person you are in the things of God. It don't care if you're a pastor. It don't care if you're a bishop. It don't care if you're a prophet. It don't care if you're an evangelist. It don't care if you're working the fivefold ministry, and it all comes up out of you. Your flesh, if you do not deny certain things in your flesh, it will take rulership over you, and you're going to miss very important things of God. Oh, my goodness. I want to slow down a little bit. I want to slow down a little bit because some of us don't really understand why God does not like the flesh of men. He despises the flesh because the flesh does not listen to God. It has its own voice. It has its own frequency that it rides upon. And those who follow after the flesh, you might as well consider yourself a dying individual, according to the book of Romans, the 7th chapter. It says, if you're going to follow the things of the Spirit, then be spiritual. But if you're going to follow the carnal things, expect death. And I'm just saying that in layman terms, and I'll give you that how the scripture goes, and I will give that to you. But if you continue to be led by your flesh, you're going to miss very important and very strategic things from God. And I'm going to show you in the Bible where there are individuals who miss important things from God because of your flesh. Amen. I want to deal with the book of Romans for those who are on here listening to me. And before I do that, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for just the opportunity to come before your people I thank you for this awesome platform, God, that would allow me to minister to your people in the best way that I possibly can, God. So take Dwayne out of the way. Take him out of the way, God. But please allow your deity, your spirit, God, to do what it has been assigned to do, and that is speak to your people. That is to bring them up to another level in their mindset, to thinking greater than what they are, that they don't have to allow their flesh to control them, that they can have the spirit of meekness, that they can have your deity, your spirit, God, that you blew into us, that we can operate the way that you would have us to operate, that we can love, Father, that we can bring people to a greater understanding that they are greater than what they're going through. So, Father, I thank you. I decrease as you increase in me. You're not looking for a gold or silver vessel. You're just looking for someone who's yielded and someone who will be submitted to do your work. And so, Father, I ask you right now to use me. Use me, Father, the best way that you possibly can. To put out a message, God, to countless people who are listening to me right now. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for Pastor E. I thank you for his children, and thank you for everything that he's doing in the community. Thank you for how he is strategically putting things together, God, for the kingdom. We need more men like him, God, that are kingdom-minded. So, God, get the glory out of this broadcast. And I pray that this broadcast hits thousands of people when it pertains to getting themselves in order and right standing back with you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless everybody. Once again, this is Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you are in the Prophet's Closet. And we're talking today about being obedient, but dying to your flesh. You got to die to your flesh in order to be obedient to the things of God, because if you don't die to your flesh will overtake you to the point where you will miss purpose. Listen to me. There are people in the Bible who've allowed them to get into the flesh and they miss purpose. What you don't want to do is miss the purpose that God has for you. How can I miss the purpose that God has for me? I'm glad you asked me that. You can miss the purpose of God by allowing your flesh to speak for you and not the Holy Spirit. You got to listen to this. If your flesh speaks more than the Holy Spirit speaks, you will begin to do what your flesh wants you to do and not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, which is supposed to lead you in all truths, will not be able to do that because you've allowed your spirit man to be the forerunner for you. You allowed your spirit, your flesh, to be the forerunner for you and not the Holy Spirit, who leads your spirit to all truths. So Paul said something that was so captivating, and I keep going back to it because I asked God to give me a greater understanding of what he said, So go with me to the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, and I'm going to start at the verse number 14. And he said something in here that I really want y'all to listen to this. Verse 14 reads this. But we know that the law is spiritual. Paul is making reformations that he knows that the law of God is spiritual. There's no debating it. There's no denying it. He's making a point, and he's letting the readers know that we know that God's law is spiritual. But then he says a but. The but brings us into a greater understanding of where is he getting ready to go. He says, but I am carnal. And when you are carnally minded, when you allow your flesh to speak more than the Spirit of God inside of you, it leads you to be captive over that thing that is greater, which is your flesh. So he says, but I'm carnal. And then guess what he says after that? He says, I'm carnal. He says, I'm carnal, sold. I am sold under sin. I am sold to sin. And then he goes on to say in verse number 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. He's giving us a picture, a photogenic picture of his flesh. He's letting each person know that there's something deeply embedded in me that I don't want it to come out, but it comes out at will. It comes out at will. I want y'all to put a fingerprint right there on Romans 7 and 15. We're gonna deal with that. We're gonna deal with that. But I want you to go over with me real quick. Put a fingerprint in that right there. But I want you to go over to me, if you will, on pages. Glory be to God. Y'all, oh my God. I'm so hyped, you know, because deliverance is here. For those who want to be delivered, those who want to be set free, guess what? We got a green room for you that all you got to do is just let us know, hey, I want to talk to Prophet offline. I want to talk to Pastor E offline. I want to talk to Minister Terry offline. We have people who will work with you to get you right back in the alignment of God. And so in the book of Matthew's the 16th chapter, so if you will, go with me to Matthew's the 16th chapter, and now we're talking about the flesh, y'all. We're talking about the flesh because in this flesh, the Bible says it dwells what? No good thing. So go with me over into the book of Matthew's. Go with me to the book of Matthew's, the 16th chapter in the book of Matthew's, because I want to break this thing down to you, because I want all of us to get a greater understanding of who God has created. So go to Matthew 16 and 24. And watch what Jesus said. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. That means let his flesh be denied. See, denial, God is saying, your flesh can't come where I'm going. Whoosh. Ah. Your flesh cannot come to a holy place. It can't even go into the presence of God. Your flesh can't. Why do you think that when Moses was on Mount Sinai and God himself said, take off your shoes because you are in a holy place? Because Moses was walking the earth realm. And everywhere he went was a fleshly place. So God himself said, you can't even stand before me with that flesh on you. Take your shoes off because you're standing on holy ground. And your flesh cannot be in the place where God is. Oh, God, help us, Jesus, on tonight. That's why Jesus had said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, if you're going to seek and search after the higher things that is of Yahweh God, and Yahshua HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth, when you want to come to a higher place, you've got to get into a denial of your flesh. And the reason why many people don't fast the way they should fast, because they don't want to kill that which is inside of them, which is their flesh. We have fleshly relationships. We have fleshly altar calls. We have fleshly people speaking in tongues. We got fleshly people doing the things of God and expecting to see the results. There is no results when you are in your flesh. You only get the results of the flesh. So Jesus says to his disciples, if any one of you want to come after me, he said, you got to deny your flesh. You got to deny your flesh. What did he didn't say that, but I'm telling you this in layman terms. Deny himself is actually denying your flesh. You got to deny yourself or himself. And then he says, and take up his cross and follow me. When you are in a position of following after Christ, I'm following after Yahshua, HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth. I'm following after Yahweh. There are very important things that you yourself can't take in the presence with them. One of the things you can't take no attitude with in the presence of God, which is also your flesh. You can't take your behaviors in the presence of Yahweh God and Yahshua because of what? Your flesh. And you can't even get into the Holy of Holies when you are dealing with the things of your flesh. So you got to deny your flesh things of God. Now go with me over here to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Y'all come with me now. Don't just be over there on the sideline. I want you to look at this in the Bible. Glory be to God. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, starting at verse number 22. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. The Bible says this. It says, well, let's read verse number 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Look at that. The truth is in Jesus. Verse number 22 says this, that ye put off concerning the former conversations, the old man. What is the old man connected to? I want y'all to answer that. Old man connected to. And who is it connected to? The old man is your former things of how you operated. The old things is connected to what? One's flesh. He said, put away the former conversations that you've had concerning the old man, your flesh. Because where God is taking you, your flesh can't go. For what God wants to do inside of you, your flesh can't have no part of it. For how he wants to elevate you, your flesh cannot get honored in this. Only our Lord and Savior. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Only our Lord and Savior is getting honored in this because he wants you to put away the old things, your old behaviors, how things used to upset you, how things used to get you so mad and discombobulated. He wants you to put away those things that you would bring to the altar. He wants you to put away those old things, that old man that has been following you since birth. Because it was raised with you, because we was conceived. Come on, y'all got to talk to me up in here. You was conceived out of love from your mom and dad. But when you was birthed into a sinful world. And whatever has been assigned to you has watched you from the time that you was goo-goo gaggling all the way until you started to talk. It's followed you. It's watched your behaviors. It knows what triggers you. And then once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, many people think that old man is gone. No, he ain't gone. He's sitting back waiting for an opportunity to show his head. He's waiting for you to have someone get upset and cuss you out. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting for someone to do something to you that you know that your mom and dad wouldn't have done to you. He's waiting. That old man waiting for an opportunity to come to the forefront and say some things to some people. That's why you have got to crucify your flesh. And you don't have to do it just one time. You have to do it on a day-to-day basis. You have to do it on a day-to-day basis. So he says that ye put off concerning the former conversations, the old man. Guess what he says? Which is corrupt. According to the deceitful lust. Look at how God talks about your flesh. He said your flesh is so corrupt. It is, it's deceitful, and it has nothing but lust in it. That's why when someone is working out and they're trying to get a better fit for the new resolution that they make every first of the year, that's why I don't like resolutions, because you never fall through on these resolutions. So why do we make them? So we want to have a fit for life, and we want to lose weight, and we want to eat right. And then all of a sudden, a McDonald's commercial come on, or a Wendy's commercial, or whatever you like, your flesh looks at it and it talks to you. Hey, let's go to McDonald's. I can make up for tomorrow. I'll make that up. I'll walk an extra 10 miles. I'll do right tomorrow, because the flesh wants what it wants. Oh, ain't nobody going to see me. Let me go make that phone call to that woman. Let me make that phone call to that man. And I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But they won't see me. They won't see me act out this lust that's inside of me. They won't see me act out this deceitfulness inside of me. They won't see me cuss somebody out. That's what you think. There's an angel following all of us around, amen, that has been assigned to us to write down your behaviors. And it will be read back to you on the day of judgment. Oh, please believe, it will be read back to you. And I know some of you might be listening to me, you might want to even hang the phone up, because this is dealing with your flesh. Your flesh don't want to hear this. You want to hear about prosperity. You want to hear about you getting ready to get a car. You want to hear that I prophesy a house to you. You want to hear those things. But when it comes to the things that God says that we need to get in the alignment with him, that we need to have this body so shaken up that nothing is showing but our spirit, man, we have a problem with that. So if you hang up, I understand. You just ain't ready for the next level right now. And those who are walking after the flesh, you will never be ready for the next level, because your flesh is telling you that you're too good for the next level. Oh, my God, but it is deceiving you. It is telling you things to keep you away from the things of Yahweh God, the blessings of God. Don't you know your flesh can keep you from the blessings of God? So it says it's corrupt according to the deceitful lust. That's how the flesh is. So let's go back over to the book of Romans. Let's go back over to the book of Romans, and then I'm gonna tie this story in so that you can see and the same things that I've seen and the same things that I've read. So we stopped at verse number 15 in Romans, the 7th chapter. Give you a minute to get there, and give you a minute to get there. So now that we're there, it says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For that which I do, I allow not. For that which I want to do, I allow myself not to do this. I want to do good, but I allow myself not to do this. I want to speak well before men and women of God, but I allow myself not to do this. I don't want to look at all of this stuff, and I allow myself not to do it." But then he goes on to say, "For what I would, that do I not." So he's talking about the things that he wants to do. He says, I don't do it. Why don't he do it? Why don't he do it? But then he goes on and says, "But what I hate, I hate the sin, but I do it. I hate to fornicate, but I do it. I hate to lie, but I do it. I hate to steal, but I do it. I do it because the flesh wants what it wants." And then he goes on to say in verse number 16, "If then I do that which I would not, I consent," which means that I'm in agreement with it. Whoosh, hey, my God, glory. Oh, my God, glory. He said, "I consent unto the law that it is good." He said, I'm making agreement with the stuff that I hate to do. I find it that it is good for me to do it. Something is telling me that it is good for me to do it. And guess what it's telling? It's his flesh. His flesh is speaking. Flesh knows how to deceive us. Flesh knows how to get us to a position because it wants what it wants. Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, God wants to deliver somebody from their flesh tonight. Amen. That you don't run after the flesh, but you run after the spirit. Glory be to God. God wants to change the trajectory of somebody's life, that you don't walk in war after the flesh, but you start to war in the spirit realm against the things of your flesh. God is wanting to change minds today. But you have got to get rid of this thing that we pinch. Is the flesh. Amen. He says, so then I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Look at what Paul said. He says, I am consenting unto the law that this is good for me to do. It's good for me to kill Christians. Listen to me. It's good for me to beat people out of their money. It's good for me to steal. That's what my flesh is telling me. It is good to do that. It is good to be a whoremonger. It is good to lay with women. It's good to lay with men because that's what the flesh is telling us. But you don't even know that the flesh is taking you so far away from the things of God. And many people don't want to talk about this. Like I said, we want to talk about the blessings of God, and we want to talk about all the riches that God has for us. But if you allow your flesh to be controlling you, you're going to miss all of those promises that God has for you. And some of you may say, nah, Prophet Woods, I ain't going to miss it because God said it was promised to me. He said, yeah, those who walk upright before him, they're promised to them. Those who got a clean heart, those who are walking after the things of God, yes, it's promised to them, but it ain't promised to them who walk after the flesh. Promise to them, those who continue to walk in unforgiveness. It ain't promised to you. Amen. So Paul said, it was good for me to do this. No, it ain't good. But that's what his flesh was telling him. It was good for me to do this. And so he says, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Sin that is dwelling in my flesh. Oh, my God, sin that has made me kill Christians, sin that has made me long after what it wants, which is to please the flesh. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells what? To will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. He said, I can't find the good stuff that I'm really actually supposed to be doing because my sin and my flesh is hiding it away from me. I can't even see it. Oh, my God. So turn with me to the book of Numbers. I want to talk to you all about Moses. Moses was sent to do what God wanted him to do. And in the book of Exodus, Moses did something and actually tried to hide it because he was angry about how the Egyptian was treating his Hebrew brothers. And so what Moses did, because of the rage that was inside of him, the hate that was inside of him, and all of this anger that was inside of him, he killed the Egyptian man. But I'm going to tell you something. It followed Moses even in the midst of him leading God's people out of Egypt. Anger does not leave a person until you actually deal with anger. Unforgiveness does not actually leave a person until you deal with your flesh because it's attached to it. I hope this is helping somebody on tonight. I hope I'm speaking real good on tonight, Pastor E. I know this is not a hoopla message, but it's a message to let us know that we still got some work to do, people of God. You still got some work to do. We all haven't made it to the finish line. We're still a work in progress. And if you allow your flesh to take the better part of you, you are going to miss some very valuable things from God. So in the book of Numbers, turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter in the book of Numbers. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Allow me to continue to help and minister to your people, Father. Allow me to show them in Scripture, Father, how this man of God missed promise because of anger. Because of anger. Amen. And so God had said to Moses, but before he said it to Moses, Moses and Aaron had petitioned God because of the people's anger about how they were led out into the wilderness to die. But they didn't know that they were led by a cloud by day, a fiery cloud by night. God was still with them despite everything that they were saying about God, and even to the leadership, which was Moses. Moses inwardly began to start getting frustrated with the people of Israel. He began to get upset and bothered by these people. And so I want y'all to look at what God says to Moses. And I'm going to start at verse number 4 because they were complaining. Let's go to verse number 3. And the people plotted with Moses. So they gathered around Moses, speaking, saying, "Would God that we had died when our brothers died before the Lord. And why have you brought up the congregation to the Lord into the wilderness? Why did you bring us out here, Moses? Why did God allow you to bring us out here into this desolate place, that we have our cattle to die there? And wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt? Why did you take us from a place where we felt so comfortable? Despite how the Egyptians treated us, we still felt love." They didn't even understand God's love. They didn't even understand it. So it brought all of these petitions towards Moses, and Moses, being the person that he was, it was bothering him. It was getting to him. "And wherefore have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, of figs or vines or pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron," now watch this, after they complained to Moses and Aaron, after they told them off, the flesh, it was already deeply embedded in him. Amen. And what did I tell you? The flesh is waiting for an opportunity. It's already speaking. It's already saying, "Man, let me up out of here. I don't know. Maybe I'm not talking to the right people." Because I've been in situations where my flesh said, "Hey, Dwayne, hold up. You didn't hear how he talked to you? Hold on, bro. Move to the side. Let me handle this for you. You ain't hear how she said something to you in that manner? Bro, hold. Let me get this. I got this." That's what your flesh is saying to you. I got this. But you can't give your flesh the opportunity, because once you give it the opportunity, it can go to a whole nother level. And before I finish this, I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was talking about how a friend of his had passed away to a pastor, and the family wanted him to do the eulogy. And the pastor had said to him, "I don't know who licensed you, and I don't know who gave you that little paper license and who felt the need to license you." He said, but we don't play the Mickey Mouse games over here. He was very condescending to this man of God. And the man of God was sitting there with everything inside of him, trying to hold back that man. Amen. You know how it is when you get disrespected. You want to say something. But he was trying to walk in the spirit of meekness and still show love, despite how this man was speaking to him and the manner of how he was speaking to him. So he's trying to hold all of that back. And then the man started saying some other things, some other condescending things, and I dare not say them on here because it just, I know you don't need to hear all of that. But the man had simply looked him in his eyes, and he said, Pastor, then we won't use your church, even though that this individual grew up in your church. But he didn't want, because I am a family member, they wanted me to speak it. So we don't have to use your church. It's okay. No problem. We'll go elsewhere. And I loved the way he responded, because it could have went left. Because you got to remember something. That man lost a family member. And this pastor was being condescending towards him as if you're not qualified to do the eulogy of your cousin. Have you ever been in a situation where people said you ain't qualified enough, amen, and you had to hold your peace before you lost something? Has anybody ever told you, tore you down to the very bones of you and to the marrow of you, and you still had to have a smile on your face? That's because you were walking in the spirit of meekness. That was because you were operating out of the gift of God. It's when you allow your flesh to tell you, no, you ain't got to take that. You ain't got to take that. So here's Moses and Aaron. They went up before God. Verse number 6 says, and Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and fell upon their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord, watch this, I want y'all to hear this. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take thy rod and gather the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. I'm going to say that again. He said, get your rod, get your brother, take them up to the congregation, and this is what I want you to do, Moses. Moses said, he says that I want you to gather them together to the rock, he said, before their eyes, and you shall speak. Amen. He says, speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water and bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. Now, these are the instructions that God has given Moses. When God is giving you instructions, because some of us walk in our flesh, we miss very important things that God is saying. And instead of bringing glory to God, we bring an embarrassment to God. God said something to me in a joking way, and I started to laugh. I was talking to my admin, and I said God was just speaking to me about how I used to do things in my flesh. And he said, say this on the line tonight. He said, because you didn't know nothing about the spirit, Dwayne, so you was acting out of your flesh. He said, but I want you to say something to them who are on the line tonight. He said, many of you are walking, trying to walk after the spirit, but you're in your flesh. And the reason why you're in your flesh, because he says you don't really actually know the spirit. And I begin to laugh when he said that to me. He said, I want you to tell the congregation tonight who's listening to you, tell them that many of you are walking after the Spirit, but you're in your flesh. And the reason why you're in your flesh is because you don't know the Spirit of God. Woo! I said, God, that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard. He said, but I want you to tell them that because I see all. I'm in all, and I'm around all. There's no escape for any of you. Any of you who are pastors, any of you who are prophets, any of you who are evangelists, any of you who are apostles and bishops, he said, there's no escape from you. Even though lay members, there's no escape for you. God says, I see all of you. I see all of you. There's no way that you can hide from me, says God. I see all of you. And I see what you do in the midnight hour. I see you. And I'm telling you right now, you got to make a change that you don't want to fall into the hands of the enemy, but you want to fall into the hands of God and say, God, give me another opportunity. Give me another chance to get this thing right with you, God. I'm telling you, if you continue to walk after your flesh, don't worry about the Spirit of God, because he'll take his Spirit from you. You'll be up there doing the things of God and saying the things of God. Go to Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st and 22nd. He said, many will come and say, haven't I done this in your name? Haven't I prophesied in your name? Haven't I healed the sick in your name? And then he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Because God says, I never knew you because you operated 9/10 of the time out of your flesh. And he doesn't know anything that operates in the flesh. He don't know you. Oh, good God Almighty. Help me, Holy Spirit, on tonight. It's quiet on the line. And it's a good thing, though. It's a good thing. I'm even pondering and thinking of some things and saying to myself, Lord, have mercy. So God tells Moses to speak to the rock, because when you speak to the rock, it's going to give you exactly what you need. But because, now what did I tell you about the anger that Moses was dealing with? The congregation had already blasted him out. His flesh was already talking to him. Moses, step to the side. Move out the way, Moses. I got something for the people. And it's getting ready to come forward right now. It's getting ready to come forward right now. So verse 9 says this, and Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels. Look at what he called them. He wasn't speaking out of no love and kindness. He said, hear now, you rebels. Moses was speaking out of anger and frustration. And if you really want to get correct with it, Moses wanted to knock somebody's head off. Because they had upsetted him to the point where now he's not calling them no more brothers. He's calling them rebels. Anger is now in the place of where love should have been. Oh, come on, somebody up in here. Amen. Anger has taken over, and now anger is going to do what it wants to do, say what it wants to say, and how it wants to say it. Don't you know that when you are operating in your flesh, you don't do the commandment of God. You don't do the spiritual things of God. You do what your flesh wants you to do. You don't believe me? Here we go, right here. Here we go. Here we go right here, 90, the 20th chapter, verse number 9, amen. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he was commanded. He followed that instruction because God told him to take the rod, amen, and bring it before the congregation. He followed that instruction, but now it gets a little bit deeper and a little bit more challenging. So he brings them before the rock. He says, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. But look at when you follow the instructions of your flesh and not the instructions of God. God is coming to see you. God is coming to deal with you immediately. Ain't no hesitation, because God gave you a specific order on what to do, how to do it, but because you allowed your flesh to take precedent over your spirit, man, God says, now I got to deal with you. Look at verse number 12. This is when God deals with Moses and the congregation. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron. And who spoke to them? Was it their flesh? Or who spoke to them? What the scripture says? And the Lord to Moses and Aaron. And now look at what God says to them. Have your parents ever said something to you to the point where it hurt you to the core? Where they told you about yourself? Oh, God said, oh, I'm going to come see you. I'm going to come see you right now, partner. I'm going to come see you. We're going to handle this right now. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not. Oh, Shekah, my God, glory. Because you didn't believe what I told you to do, Moses. You allowed your flesh to do opposite of what I told you to do. I told you to speak to it. And you allowed your flesh to do opposite of what I told you. Oh, but there's some consequences when you allow your flesh to do what it wants to do, and you don't put that flesh up under subjection. You don't put that flesh up under subjection. I'm going to say that one more again for the Holy Spirit. And you don't allow your spirit, man, to put your flesh up under subjection. Oh, there's some consequences behind what you do. I'm telling you, I really want to talk to some people on tonight. Because you've allowed your flesh to make decisions for you. And because you've allowed your flesh to make decisions for you, guess what? There's some consequences behind your decisions. Let me tell you, you might want to write this down. You can pick your choices, but you can't choose your consequences. You need to write that down. You can pick your choices. You can pick your choices to be fleshly. You can pick your choices to walk in unforgiveness. You can allow the spirit of lust to take over your mindset, and you begin to do all these things that you do and want to do, but there's some consequences that you are going to have to face by God. Ask David. Nathan had told David the story about how this shepherd had took and deceived and did all this stuff. And then God came and spoke to David and told David. He said, David, I gave you Saul's kingdom. I gave you even his concubines and all of that he had in the kingdom. I gave it all to you. But you took and that didn't belong to you. And he said, but if you would even ask me for it, if you would ask me for Bathsheba, I would have gave her to you too. But you didn't. You took her. And there's some consequences that is going to follow not just you, but your lineage. Woo, Sheba, Rukatana ma atobosha. Oh, Father, I'm telling you, if you allow yourself to continue to walk after the flesh, there's some consequences that you ain't ready for. You ain't ready for these consequences. You're not ready for them. I promise you, you ain't ready for them. Okay, I'm getting ready to end it. Amen. So he says to Moses and Aaron, he said, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring the congregation into the land which I have given them. He said, Moses, you ain't going to make it over there. And the congregation ain't going to make it over there either. I'm going to kill all of them off into the wilderness. But one thing that I am going to do, I'm going to allow you to see what I have promised you. But you ain't going over there, because I'm going to call you home. When you allow your flesh ownership or rulership over you, glory be to God, it tells you to do things that you shouldn't do. That is contrary to the things of God. Glory be to God. It tells you to misbehave. It tells you to act a certain kind of way. It tells you that you don't have to trust the things of God. Just continue to keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. That's what it tells you. And then you miss the promises of God. Did not Moses miss the promises of God? If you read into in the book of Genesis, did not Eve and Adam get thrown out of the garden because they allowed their flesh to be deceived by an enemy? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't you know that your flesh is your enemy? It's an enemy to your spirit, man. I hope I'm saying something on tonight that will help somebody, that will help you get this thing in right standings with God. I hope I'm saying something. Glory be to God. Because I believe in everybody on the line here. I believe in you. And I just don't believe in you. God believes in you. And he knows that you can do it. He knows you can do it. Glory be to God. So we're going to open up the lines for any comments. Anybody want to say anything? Pastor E, are you with us, brother? Anybody want to talk to us, talk back to us tonight? This wasn't a, you know, I'm telling you, it didn't feel good when God was talking to me about it, you know. But guess what? I got to deal with truth. I must deal with truth. I'm a different type of prophet. I've made mistakes, and God has dealt with me and the mistakes that I've made. And I'm ever before him. You can ask my admin today. We pray every morning. We bind up spirits, and we come against principalities every morning. I'm on my face for the people of God, and God deals with me because I don't want to miss him. This is a season that I can't afford to miss him for nobody. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I will walk away. I will walk away, and I really do mean walk away. I will walk away from folk because I trust God more than I trust myself. Woo, good God Almighty. Can I get an amen on that?
Trust amen.
God more than I trust myself.
Amen.
Because myself will get me in some trouble, Pastor E. But God will bring me out of the trouble and take me into a righteous place. Oh, I can't get no help on the line. Amen. Come on, Pastor E, open up the lines. I know somebody want to talk back to us. I know somebody want to talk
amen,
back.
Amen, amen. The lines are available. Come on. There's a word been spoke this evening. I think it started out with examination, and that's something that I'm learning daily to continue in my striving to be pleasing in God's sight. Awesome work. Awesome work. Evangel Virginia Valentine.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
In the closet.
Hallelujah. I'm in the closet.
You're in the closet.
Hallelujah. Good evening, man of God.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, Prophet Wood, talking
yes,
about
ma'am.
The spirit and the flesh.
Yes, ma'am.
The spirit and the flesh. Let me say something. That flesh, your flesh. Worn after the spirit.
Yes.
But you better get up out of your flesh, and you better get back in the spirit.
Come on now.
You better get up out of that flesh and get back in the spirit. I love this topic tonight. The flesh worn after the spirit. And something else you said, Prophet Wood. Man, this is coming out of the first chapter of Romans. I call it the homosexual chapter. Men laying down with mankind and women with womankind. God said, I turn you over to a reprobate mind, and I'll make you believe a lie than the truth.
Yes.
So you go on to acting like four-footed beasts and creeping things and everything that creeps up on the earth.
Come on.
Flesh. Two hard-legged men laying down together. Two feminine women laying down together. That's the flesh.
Yes.
Ooh, Jesus, Lord, help us. You had such a good topic there tonight, talking about the flesh. I wish everybody could hear this tonight. Get up out of your flesh and get back in the spirit, because we're walking after the spirit, not after the flesh. We are spirit beings. We have a soul, and we live in a body. I'm a spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord. Thank
help
you,
us, Lord.
That's what we need. Help from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless
awesome.
You, evangelist.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Terry, welcome to the closet.
Good evening, beautiful family. I'm over here, Pastor E, Prophet Woods, evangelist, and all the listeners. I'm just excited about it because I take it personal when we're talking about the flesh. I called on the Lord years ago to help me in my fleshly ways. Yes, because he said when we walk in the spirit, but what gets us out of that flesh is his increase and let us continue to decrease. And it's a constant battle, but this being on this broadcast and amongst believers, this is and drawing our strength from God to get us out of our flesh so we can operate in the spirit. So good word, good message, good scriptures to go along with the message. So I always say glory to God, because sometimes we need to hear the truth. And we, like Pastor, we need to be constantly self-examining ourselves. Not how
exactly.
everybody else sees us, but how does God see us? Because he knows us, the true us, and when he searches our hearts. Not
you
what people see
that.
On the surface. People see things on the surface, but God sees us deep within. He sees us
you
in our highs and our lows. He sees us not trying to be nothing but a child of God. So I thank God for you guys getting on here, and I thank you, Pastor E, for giving me that heads up. I'm over here with my new toy I didn't got today, but I'm over here working still on the West Coast. So Pastor E gave me a thumbs up. Where you at? Oh, Jesus, let me get online here, you know. But every time I'm working for God, so nothing short of that. Amen. So God bless you all, family, and much love. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Terry. And Pastor Terry, thank you for your consistent love. I greatly appreciate it. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to say it.
Praise
you
God.
Always have encouraging words, and you lead by example. Thank you. Thank you just for doing what you do. Amen. And may the Father
Amen.
Continue to bless you in everything you
yes,
do.
Sir.
May your barns, shaya, noboko,
yes.
shaba, overflow. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
I speak
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, God, that you will bring
yes.
money from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, to give her in the
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus, because she plants seeds, Father. And you say that you love the person
yes,
who
God.
Plants seeds, God. So, God, give her everything she needs to continue to plant seeds, Father, for the kingdom. In
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Mighty name we pray, and it is so. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Glory.
I receive it.
Increase the territory.
Amen. Hi.
Amen.
Amen. Area code 725, last four, 1016. You're live. Come on in the closet. Area code 725, last four, 1016. I remember the prophet. I used to know my number and everybody else's number by heart. Now we got phones. We got to look our own number up. Eric
it's,
code
it's Minister Yvonne. That's a Vegas number. That's Minister Yvonne, Patsy. Hi, Prophet Woods.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm good. Blessed to the best. Giving glory to God. And
well, come on
and
now.
You were speaking today on the flesh. There's been so many trials with me. With that, and it's not only the flesh as in relationships, it's the flesh as in people coming towards me, and you're not told that tongue. And as you said, is that old man sitting back there waiting for somebody to happen? It was
oh,
testimony,
yes.
you know, and Pastor E can tell you, I have that old man sitting on that back porch, sitting on the wall with that little pipe saying, okay, come on, let's do this. But the glory of God has sitting taught me and held my tongue and said, you know what? That's okay, because God got you. God got me. That's just like when the lady cut me off today. I said, you know what? I can't even get mad at her. I can't let that old lady on the back bench sit tell her some few words. All I do is say, lady, Lord, please bless her and watch her and those kids, and then let nothing happen to her.
Yes, ma'am.
That old lady has, you know, it takes time. And you, when you got to carry up that cross and walk that burden, you're going to get a lot of trials and tribulations. And when you want to get your close walker with God, people tell you, you know what, you say the devil is attacking. You know what, you're right. The devil is going to constantly attack the flesh and your spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know what, I'm going to carry my cross and I'm going to carry that burden with me. And as long as, you know, Jesus died on the cross for my sins, I'm going to accept every shot that they give me, because the closer I get to God, the stronger I'm going to get.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Eve, he's my mentor. He's my big brother. He's all of the above. He has taught me my walk, my talk. You know, when I get out of line, he gets to pulling that little string of my hair, like, get back on track, young lady. You know, and that's what we need. We need that.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You know, and I
want to
thank
you many...
for your words and your encouragement.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And many people, they don't want to hear when it comes. You know, everybody wants to hear about the blessings of God and this. But if I continue to keep walking after the flesh, I'm going to miss the blessings of God. You see how Moses missed it. The congregation of Israel, they missed the blessings of God.
Yes.
Adam and Eve, they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And David missed.
You can't get your riches without your trials.
Yeah, come on now.
And I get without your trials. I learned that because I sure was like, you know what? I want that house on that. I want that mansion on that hill. Every time I drive through a neighborhood, I say, you know what? I want that house. But then I got to realize a lot of people work for that house. A lot of people work for those mansions. A lot of people put all that work to get there. So you know what? I got to put that work in. I got to
put
my spiritual work in. Because I want to say that I want to open all them doors.
That's right. But you know what?
I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's where it starts, though. But it also starts with some physical work, too, because we have to work on our credit and our payment histories and all those things like that. It's like God, you know, when we say God is going to bless us, we miss a lot of it because financially or legalistically we're not able to take it. So the blessings flow over
because we don't believe in ourselves that we can do it.
Yeah, yeah, and we don't have the right credit. We don't have the right background. We don't have the right credentials. And we say, "Well, God didn't bless me. Are we ready to be blessed?"
Come
That's
on,
probably
Pastor.
Why a lot of us haven't hit the lottery, because He knows we don't know what we're gonna do with it. He probably knows that. You know what? You're not ready for it. You probably can't handle what I'm gonna give you. If you can't handle $100, I'll let you win on the lottery to pay the little, put the little gas in your car instead of go buy that bottle. What do you think you can do with that $1 million I'm gonna get you?
Oh, Jesus, I gave up on that lottery prospect 20 years ago because I was only getting $20, and he's gonna give $20 million.
But you know what? Blessings are going to come to those who have faith in their self to get the work done physically and spiritually. That's how I see it, and that's how it's going to be.
You know, what's your name, woman of God?
Yvonne.
Oh, man, that's the name of my mother. Yvonne, I love what you said. You know, you got to put the work in. You got to put the work in. And because, you know, Pastor E is your mentor, I want to pray for you because, you know, God allowed you to see a test and you passed it. You know, even though that flesh wanted to rise up and say something to the individual, but you held your peace. You said, "Nah, say not today. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get me today. I'm going to pass this test. Because I want to make sure that God knows that I'm worthy for the next one." And that's what a lot of people don't realize.
Ooh, glory.
God sends us through tests to see, are you worthy for the next test I got for you? Or, Pastor E, watch this, are you worthy for the next level I have for you?
Increase.
Amen.
Amen.
I have
so, Father, in the
Lord,
name
Lord,
of Jesus, I
thank you, Lord,
for Yvonne, Lord, that you will continue, God, to pour your spirit upon her, God, that others may see how she responds to whatever the enemy is trying to do
against her.
So, Father, I thank you that her spirit is upright with you, Father, and I think that she's going to take the altar by the horns, Father, and obey and do your will and do your bidding. So, God, we thank you and we give you praise.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and it is so. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Yvonne.
Thank you.
Minister Yvonne.
Thank you,
God
Yvonne.
Bless you.
Minister Yvonne, thank you.
God bless you. Yes, yes, we love you. Amen. Amen. Now, if you... we always use this petition, but I just want to say to that person out there listening, you don't even know how you got here. I didn't invite you. Prophet didn't invite you. You just ended up on this broadcast, and you may be online. If you would like to talk to the prophet, come on in, enter the closet by calling 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. And I know some people out there may say, it's going to charge me a penny a minute. For you to come on here and get in the closet right now, it will only be about 10 or 15 minutes. I'll reimburse you any cost that it affects your phone bill to come into the closet or any of our network broadcasts. This goes on and on and on. Send me the invoice for 32 cents. I'll send you 60 cents. But don't let that limit you to getting into what God has for you. If you're online, dial that number. Dial 1 and you can come into the queue. Those out there that are in the queue, and I see we have many callers that have not dialed 1, this is your opportunity. Your opportunity to just share. You don't have to be in need of anything. You may just want to share how the word has blessed you today and how prophet has made some things clearer than you even had in your own revelation. This is your time right now. And that person that I said didn't know why you're here, hearing about Jesus, 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 and you don't even believe in Jesus, but you've seen the testimony of the word of God coming from prophet and then the confirmation of those that dial 1 and to confirm, you want to know more, you better dial 1. That's why we're here, for that lost, for that thrown aside, for that kicked away, for that church hurt person that didn't know it wasn't the building, it was the people. Come on back to Jesus tonight. Well, prophet, I believe everything has been said and everything has went forward as Lord has said. We didn't have anybody else dial 1, so everybody's saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit and has forgiven all of the sins committed. Let's move forward, my brother. What you have going on in your ministry, any updates, any events that you want to share, please always, we have it on your flyer, but please share your Cash App. You may have spoken to someone that has $1 million and they want to share it with you because I know you're gonna share it with me. Please, that.
Oh, you better believe that. You better believe that.
Please share that information before we get out of here.
Hey, Pastor, somebody give me $1 million, boy. I tell you, boys and men will be on a whole nother plateau. I'm trying to.
Hey.
Tell you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, I want to talk to everybody because on my conference line every Thursday. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are talking about the things of God. And that phone number is 319-527-2149. Once again, that phone number is 319-527-2149. It's free. There's no access code. All you got to do is just call that number and it'll come in. Just one number, sir. And once again, if you have a person that wants to come in and you have a T-Mobile or Boost Mobile or any Metro PCS that does not allow you to do these conference lines, then whatever it charges you, like what Pastor E says, I have another number that I can give it to you that you can just dial that number and it'll be free of charge for you. So we're doing that. If you need to reach out to me, email me, The Prophet's Closet, the number 3, Prophet's Closet, the Prophet's Closet, 3@gmail.com. If you have any events, you want me to come speak to your church or to your ministry, email us and we'll get back with you. If you want to contact us and you need to just say, Prophet, I want to talk to somebody, you can call the office. The office phone number is 470-588-5817. Once again, that phone number is 470-588-5817, and we will look forward to talking to you. If you have financial issues, we deal with finance too, Pastor E. What I do is I work with a company where we can show you how to take a 30-year mortgage. It don't even have to be a mortgage, but we can take your mortgage, your car note, your student loan, your credit card debt, and we can do marvelous things. We just need you to partner with us and just believe in us. But we can take a 30-year mortgage, Pastor E, and we can show you how to pay a 30-year mortgage off in 9 years. In 9 years. In 9 years. And Pastor E, and that's with no extra money. That's with the money you have. If you have a debt, we can show you how to condense your debt to the point where you're debt-free. Partner with me. Let me know. I know Pastor E, one of the prophetess, was supposed to get in contact with you to get in contact with me, but I never heard anything from her. But if you're on here, sis, I'm willing to work with you. I want to work with you. But like Yvonne said, there's some work that we have to do. We have to do. I'm going to tell you something. I went from a 419 credit score to a 750.
Get out of here.
I can go to any bank. Brother, listen to you. I'm telling you.
Man, let's go get some money, man.
I go to any bank. I go to any bank and do whatever I want to do. And Pastor E, I'm telling you, I got some things in the works, brother. Me and you, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about some things. But I got some things that's in the work, people. God, let me show you. Partner with me. I don't want no money from you. All I want is your time, and you follow some instructions. That's it. We're here to help the body of Christ. I can show a church how to get out of debt by following this instruction. Pastor E, the company I work for, it took a church that had 16 years left on its mortgage. Showed them this program. They paid the church off in 2.5 years.
Amen.
In two and a half years from a 16-year mortgage. So it works. I know it works because I'm a proof that it works because I do it. I have a house that's getting ready to be paid. Bought it in 2020. It'll be paid off in 2027. So get with me. I'd love to show y'all what I've learned from our other brothers. I would love to show you what they know. Glory be to God. And it's for the kingdom. It's for the kingdom. And I thank God that they are spirit-led people that I spoke with, and they love God just like I love God. And they told me, Pastor E, they said, man, take it to your community. Take it to whoever you want to take it to. Because this is a proven tool that it will work for anybody. So partner with me. Give me a call. Email me. Talk to me. I'd love to sit down and talk with you. God bless everybody.
Let's do it.
And guess what, y'all? It's time for us to get out of the prophet's closet. You have now been dismissed from the prophet's closet. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless all the listeners.
Lord.
Bless all of those who came and made comments, Father. Lord, I ask that you begin to deal with our flesh, God, because you said no flesh should tarry in your sight. And so, Father, we thank you right now that we are binding the spirit of our flesh, that it would no longer take rulership over us, but we are now allowing you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to have free reign over us. And so, Father, we thank you. We're taking
thank
back
you,
our
Lord.
Dominion power. That God that you gave to us, according to the book of Luke, Jesus, you said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall none of these things hurt you. And then you even said that you've given us power over the devil himself. So, Father, we bind the devil right now. We come against accidents. We come against incidents. We come against rape. We come against killings, God, in every state, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against gang warfare on our streets, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. Let every heart say amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
I love you, brother.
Bless you, brother. Hey, everybody, yes, get ready. Thursday, tomorrow night, Women Speak Now with What's the Word with Pastor Terry. That is at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 on the East Coast. And then, next Tuesday is the launch of Boys to Men Faith in Action Conference. We are going to talk about a date, but we're going to do a Zoom call. The flyer will be out this, and we want this to be a national call because we want Boys to Men, Faith in Action to move from state to state nationally, that we have a national movement going. Be on this broadcast with us this coming Tuesday. Still deciding on the time because we want our East Coast brothers to be involved too. I will let you know that as the flyer goes out. But don't forget, this Tuesday is the relaunch of our planning process for Boys to Men, Faith in Action. It's the conference. Come on, let's step up. We love you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In whose name? In Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate and be grateful.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.